Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This is a perfect guest, I think, to have on a Browns training camp eve. John Greco, former Cleveland Browns offensive lineman and your Cleveland Browns radio network analyst. John, appreciate you giving us some time this morning, my man. Thank you.
Guys, good morning. Happy to be here.
Obviously, I feel like anytime we have a guest talking Browns on this station, we would be remiss if we didn't bring up the quarterback competition. So we'll rip off the Band-Aid now, John. Where do you stand? Like, if you were setting this depth chart leading into training camp, what would it look like for you in terms of how you would sort of position these guys?
You're right. That's the million-dollar question. And, you know, for me, I'm putting myself in the shoes of, like, a veteran player that would be in the locker room right now.
I like that, yeah.
And I would think that, you know, you would want to see, obviously, Joe Flacco taking first team reps, given his history, his winning resume. He's been there. He's won games in Cleveland. You know, everybody knows what he's capable of and leading an offense and making plays. The two rookies, I would probably, you know, have them in order of how they were drafted. And I just think that, you know, doesn't raise any eyebrows and doesn't cause any controversies and questions. And you just want to see how they, you know, carry themselves in padded practices, commanding the huddle. And really, we're going to find out a lot, a heck of a lot more in team competition, you know, 11-on-11. And then ultimately, what do they look like in the preseason? But I would think Joe Flacco would be, you know, the guy leading the ones throughout training camp and into the preseason.
John, in your 6 years here in Cleveland, if I had a dollar for every time I asked you a question about quarterbacks, I'd be on a beach retired right now. So we'll just add this to the tab. You saw these quarterback competitions here in Cleveland. Certainly not a four-man race like we have this year. But as a former player, how do these quarterback competitions actually play in a locker room during training camp?
You know, Daryl, great question. I think everybody just kind of keeps to their business and does their job. Everyone is kind of in their own little bubble, and then they're in a little bit larger bubble in their position room, and then they're in a little bit larger bubble in their either offense, defense, or special teams unit room. And then ultimately you get with Kevin Stefanski and the team and you kind of address things from a zoomed out lens. So everyone is kind of, you know, you know, tending to their own crops and farming their own field, and everybody's got a lot on their plate. At least that was my mindset. And, you know, you show up tomorrow and you look at the who's leading what groups, and you say, okay, let's go to work. And that's who's back there. I have to do my job, and everybody's got to do their job to give this guy the best opportunity, the best chance to succeed. Because the worst thing that could happen is if they throw a different name in there, or you see a guy saying, hey, this is his shot today. Let me not be the reason why we're not successful and this guy doesn't get the best opportunity to showcase his talents and skills. Because everybody's doing these kind of mini job interviews during these practices. And in my opinion, can you win a job in training camp practices? Yes. Can you lose one? Definitely. And you could start, you know, having some guys panic behind the scenes in the upstairs meeting rooms. But really, you know, guys, once you get into the games, then you really start seeing, you know, you get a better evaluation tool. I didn't mention Kenny Pickett. That wasn't by design. I think obviously he's going to be splitting reps with Joe Flacco, and I don't know. I think he's also a veteran. I just don't think that he has the proven track record and the wins that Flacco and the experience that he had. Now, am I saying that he's not capable of winning games this season? No, I can't say that. But I just think that and they obviously like him. I've heard, you know, Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry speak very highly of him. I've heard Browns veterans in the locker room speak highly of him. No one is putting him out and saying, oh, this guy doesn't have a chance to win his games. And I know he's got some history, and there's some things that we've, you know, laughed about the guy. But I think he's capable, and I think he's a leader, and I think he's capable of leading an offense to win. So kind of reverting back to your first question, I think it'll be Flacco and Pickett kind of 1 and 2, and that'll play itself out as week one approaches, and then we'll just have to see with the young guys.
John, off of that, because I kind of think back to like last year when things were going south with the Browns, and Kevin Stefanski goes to his postgame press conference and continues to give like his vote of confidence in, hey, we still think Deshaun gives us the best chance to win, even though it certainly didn't look that way on the field. And I kind of then fast forward to now where, to your point on like how the veterans in the locker room especially sort of view this thing and all that, like how, if a coach makes a decision, especially at that position, like for example, like we could see a situation here where like maybe Flacco does look the best, but then they decide at the end of camp, like Kenny Pickett did enough where we still want to try to roll with him. And then they decide, okay, Flacco's the guy we're going to move on from. We're going to roll with Kenny. But I've been saying like, hey, the veterans in this locker room, like they're not dumb. Like they're going to see who looks the best. So if how do those types of decisions, when a coach makes like a difficult decision that they think is actually best for the team, but the players maybe feel differently about it, I guess, how does that sort of resonate with those guys? Because I just find it hard to believe that it can just be this easy thing. I know it's, you sort of trust your coaches, but at some point, wouldn't it sort of then lead to a coach maybe losing the locker room a little bit if he's making decisions that the players don't feel are advantageous to winning?
Yeah, good question. And, you know, I've been in situations where, you know, you can see the writing on the wall, and you see a decision that's probably not the best for winning games, but it's just one of those things where, hey, look, this is the decision that was made. We all kind of see it, know the politics behind some of these decisions, and know why some decisions are made, and it could be against the better judgment, or you know, not in the best situation for everybody in the room. But you got to just live with it, man. That's kind of what I always said. You know, there were situations where I was like, okay, this probably isn't the best situation going into this game, and you kind of feel like, you know, wow, they're really, you know, creating an uphill battle for us. But you just got to do your job. And I think that's what these guys know. And it's hard to lose a locker room early in the season. Now, you know, to your point, last year when things started to slide and you're still hearing the same message and you're still hearing something, and that's when people start, you know, questioning things and pointing fingers, that's when the leaders have to galvanize everybody. That's when the vets, the talented players, the backbones of this team have to really step up and continue to make plays, because when it starts to slide is when you start seeing your guys, you know, call each other out, throw each other the bus to the media, pointing fingers, when you can see guys, you know, effort and care levels start to slip. And that's all bad news, and we all know that. So I'm hoping, guys, they go in this year and have enough confidence with whoever's under center, because I think there's talent on the defense. I think there is talent on this roster. I'm curious to see what the run game looks like, this kind of revamped offense, something that maybe we're more familiar to seeing, like when the Browns were in the playoffs. But I'm curious to see how the defense progresses with some young guys, some draft picks, some different faces back there. And then offensively, I want to know what the run game looks like. Can they stay healthy is number one. That's every team's number one right now, regardless of who the quarterback is. Do they have, you know, healthy enough team to start the season? But there's a lot of other questions that I want to see kind of, you know, the answers to before I think really the quarterback situation, you know, matters.
John Greco, former Browns offensive lineman, current radio network analyst, joining us on the Fan Hotline. John, Kevin Stefanski's mentioned wanting to toughen his team up this offseason as they get ready for the 2025 campaign. My question to you is, how can he do that, or how does he do that under the current training camp formatting that's mandated here by the collective bargaining agreement?
Yeah, Daryl, it's a lot different. Guys, it's a lot different than when I played, especially early on, you know, with two-a-days, and that seems like a thing that, you know, happened in, like, ancient Roman times now. But, you know, I think that they could be smart about it. You know, when they have the opportunity to have, you know, competitive periods in contact, you know, you have to try to simulate live action the best you can, because – you know, we've been talking about it every year during the preseason now, and in most recent years, how, you know, the first groups are playing less and less, and you're seeing starters in there less and less. And then it's the age old question, are they ready for week one? You know, should they have played more? I mean, we all have those conversations, especially as September rolls around. But I think in practice, that's where they get those live reps in the action. And, you know, it's a kind of a fine line where, you know, you want to get your guys ready physically and mentally and try to match the speed of what they're going to see week one best you can, all while being smart. You don't want to just run guys into the ground every day, but knowing that you have some time off and some practices that are a little bit less contact and more, you know, you're out there in golf shirts and hats, you're walking through and it's more of a mental practice. You know, you have to take advantage of those opportunities. And when you have periods where it's, you know, good on good, and it's 11 on 11, it's full, you know, full speed tackle, bringing, you know, they don't bring guys to the ground much anymore, but if it's, you know, when it's stud situations, you have to take advantage of those reps and opportunities, because that's, you know, the tougher team. And when I say tougher team, it's, they know how to practice. They practice physically, but smart. You know, you're not hitting guys late. You're taking care of your teammates, but you're able to get in there and be physical and create toughness in those, within those competitive periods, all while being smart.
Talking to John Greco on the Fan Hotline. It wouldn't be the morning show, even with Ken and Lima out, if we didn't talk a little nits and grits with the offensive line, John. I know they love bringing you on to do that. So I guess my overarching question, I guess, is just how good can this team be, and maybe even surprise some people, if it's just strictly if the offensive line just stays healthy with a group that's getting back to, obviously, the things that they did best in the early days of Kevin Stefanski?
Yeah, honestly, I think I hate to dumb it down and say it that it's that simple, but I do think it is. And, you know, look, 32 teams are saying if we could just keep our O-line healthy, we have a good shot. But not all 32 teams have the talent and some of the individual talent that we do. So, you know, look, you have some guys that are getting a little long in the tooth and some vets in there, and, you know, they're in their primes and they're still playing good ball. And you have some young guys that we're hoping are going to continue to develop. But it's all about staying healthy. I mean, we've seen that, you know, I'm kind of a superstitious guy, so I'm not going to call individual names and say anything about their injury past or anything. But as long as this group can manage to, you know, roll out there consistently, I think that they have the chemistry. I think they have the individual prowess to play collectively as a really strong top 5 to 6 offensive lines in this league. And then you're talking, you know, whoever's behind them at center or under center and behind them with the ball can operate. So I'm really excited for what this this group, you know, was to see what they have in store for us this year. But, yeah, I think it's as simple as that. Can they stay healthy? And what does the offense look like with those guys up front? You know, you have a young tight end. Is David Njoku going to be, you know, kind of the Pro Bowl David Njoku that we need? And how do they attack? You know, the receiver room, you know, outside of one guy is there's just some question marks, and we're gonna have to see if somebody steps up. So I'm excited about it, and obviously now with some question marks in the running back room. So it's all on those offensive line guys, because if they're not protecting, it doesn't matter which of the four is under center, it's going to look ugly.
Hey, John, what's the best and worst part of training camp for a player?
Great question. I'll start with the worst part. It's the conditioning test. At least it was for me. That was never a fun welcome back present. But I think, honestly, guys, the best part about it is, The first day sucks. I have to be honest. It's all, you know, they're telling you, hey, here's where the training room is. This is the doctor. This is where the snacks are. It's really like the first day of school.
It's like syllabus day in college, like the first day of class. Yeah,
that's a great way to put it. Yeah, syllabus day. So you know, but it's nice because you're seeing everybody. You're catching up after the off season. Guys got married. Guys had babies. Guys had birthdays. Guys got new contracts. Moved, new teammates. So that's cool. And then, but you're just kind of, there's so much anticipation for the first practice, which is always kind of a walkthrough setting and low impact. So you're just waiting for that first padded day to hit each other. But hands down, the worst part for me was the conditioning test. Everything else was kind of cool, especially as you got later in your career, you knew what to expect. And I think that's big. Once some of these young guys, obviously, they've been through college training camps, but it's different than the NFL. And once you get a few days, a few weeks under your belt, and you just kind of turn into a robot, you know, everybody should be good.
Who gave you the toughest conditioning test when you were here in Cleveland?
Oh God, it was Paul Ricci under Pettin. We had 20. Okay, this might not sound crazy, but we had 20 40s, okay?
Okay.
And I was, you know, like my ninth year, and offensive linemen had to finish, like, be through the line at 6 seconds. Okay, so let me just, and you're kind of sitting here thinking to yourself, like, okay, that doesn't sound bad. Well, you know, in 2008, when I ran the NFL Combine 40, my fastest time when I was in the best shape of my entire life, training specifically for
right.
40s, was like a 5.3, okay? So fast forward nine years, and I'm in training camp thinking about getting ready for the season. I have to run 20 of those. It was not fun.
Oh, man.
As soon as you said 6 seconds and 40, and I was like, that doesn't sound as, like, when guys are running like 5 seconds, I'm like, that doesn't sound like it's as easy as this coach is making it out to be. So, yeah, that's crazy. John Greco, again, former Cleveland Browns offensive lineman, Cleveland Browns radio network analyst. We appreciate your time as always, John. And here's to another football season approaching here pretty quickly.
I can't wait, guys. Thanks for having me. It's exciting. It's here.
Yeah, it
no
is.
No doubt about it, John.
Good news for you. No 40s to run.
I'm going to go make another coffee.
Take it easy, John. Good stuff.
Have
from
good
John
day,
Greco.
Thanks.
On the Fan Hotline. We react to what he had to say. 216-474-0092. If you want to jump in with us, make sure you do so. You can also use the Rewind feature in the Odyssey app. Go back and hear anything you missed. We obviously talked to John Greco at the top of this past hour.
Who was very open and honest, especially when it came to his 40 time.
Yeah. I think what's awesome about people like John is you get like the player perspective on a lot of these things, which is why like we both had questions kind of in relation to that, just like how a quarterback situation gets sold to a locker room, that type of stuff. I thought that was good. But listen, I want to. So I think the Browns' expectations at this point, based off of the Vegas totals and all those things, are low. I think you feel the same way, that this team is more talented than people are giving it credit for.
I do. I think there's a lot to watch for with this team besides the quarterbacks during training. Not just during training camp, but the upcoming season. I think that there's a lot of positive things to watch with this team. The problem is, it always comes back to the quarterback, and it has been the Achilles heel of this franchise for the better part of three, maybe four decades, going all the way back to Bernie Kosar. Yeah, okay, Vinny Testaverde helped him get to the playoffs in 1994 and whatnot, but it's been a problem. You know, Baker Mayfield, we got a little reprieve. You know, during COVID, they win 11 games, they go into Pittsburgh in front of family and
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Friends night, because no one was allowed to be in person for that. Yeah. And they just slapped the Steelers silly up and down the field all night long. Come within a couple of plays, legitimately in Kansas City, of
getting to the fumble out of the end zone rule that I hate so much.
Or Rashard Higgins getting drilled in the crown of the helmet. And no call was made there. But like, and that happened at the goal line.
That's what I'm talking about.
But they legitimately came within a couple of plays of the conference championship game. And then obviously Baker gets hurt, and you know that leads to a transition at the position. You know, Joe Flacco, everyone's clinging to what happened in 2023, and can he resurrect that? You know, he played arguably the five best weeks of his NFL career, at least in the regular season. I say that realizing he's a former Super Bowl champion and Super Bowl MVP, but like that five game stretch that he had for the Browns, where like he became like the only Browns quarterback in history to throw for 300 yards and like four times in 5 weeks or some absurd stat like that, which by the way, this happens in the NFL all the time, but because you're the Cleveland Browns and you can never find a quarterback, this is like record-breaking territory that you know, it's groundbreaking for them. Like, you know, that's what you're clinging to, or you're hoping the reclamation project of the Kenny Pickett.
So my what I wanted to get to with this, though, was like, I agree. We're on the same page. We think the Browns roster is more talented.
I really hate being on the same page with you, though. Well, that's no fun.
We might disagree on this next thing, though. So with the roster the way it is, I think this team is better than a lot of people are giving it credit for. I think it's easy when you have a 3-14 season last year to just write off the Browns and say they're going to suck again. They're the Browns, whatever. But we keep touting the beginning part of this season, and we use it in our conversation with the quarterbacks. Like, you can't put a rookie out there for that stretch. We talk about it being the thing that could, like, make or break essentially how their season goes. If they, you know, somehow win 3 or 4 of those games, all of a sudden it's like, maybe the Browns are going to be better than we thought. If they only win 2 of those games, it's like, okay, the season's already sort of weighing in the balance when you get to, like, the middle of the season, week 7, week 8. I don't know, though, Daryl, that, like, I get it. Like, you're looking at a bunch of teams early on in the schedule, the Bengals, who were a fringe, just missed the playoffs last year, and they have Joe Burrow.
No, they're winning that game. The Browns are starting 1-0.
Well, I agree, because they always beat the Bengals, generally. I know they didn't last year, but they do well against the Bengals. The Ravens, legitimate Super Bowl contenders, Packers, playoff team from last year, Lions, playoff team from last year, Vikings, playoff team from last year, Pittsburgh team in Pittsburgh that owns you. Those are the 6 games we're talking about, right? Those are the 6 games?
Yeah, so please please tell me where all the wins are coming from.
So listen, no. In theory, yes, that looks like a tough stretch of the schedule.
Because it is.
But here's the thing. What are we basing that off of? Like last year?
Yes.
We're basing it off of records from last year? Because year to year, what do we always say in the NFL? Like year to year, these things can be so different. The Packers were a playoff team last year.
Packers, the Lions, the Vikings, and Steelers. Well, not the Steelers, I'm sorry, but the Bengals, Ravens, Packers, Lions, and Vikings are all expected to be playoff teams this year.
Yeah, expected to be.
This is for you, Spencer. You've done it. You've become fully a Browns fan. Are you serious on right now going, what are you basing it off of? The past? That's all we have to make.
No, we can
sit there and go, what if? But this team and the organization has shown you who they are throughout the years. And I would love for them to be more like the 2023 Browns than every other year, or the 2014 Browns, who at least started the year winning and ended up losing.
It's not
the 2020 Browns. But it's so bad that you can go rip off the 5 good seasons that they've had in 30 years. That's how bad it's been.
I get it. So it's not that I'm saying don't use last year's results as the reason to say this is a hard schedule. I get that that's all we have. That's all we have to go off of. But when I'm thinking about an NFL schedule, don't we always say at the beginning portion of the season too that, like, hey, teams are kind of feeling themselves out? How many years in a row have the Bengals started like 0-4 and then they always almost find their way back into the playoffs or into the playoffs? The year they made the Super Bowl, they started, I think, 0-4. Like, the beginning, the Ravens got off to a rough start last year. Weren't they like 0-3 or like 1-4 to start the season or something like that?
The Browns are going to win week 1 and then lose 5 straight.
But this is my point. Like, you talk about this being a tough stretch. Yes, in theory, it's going to be a tough stretch because of the teams that and how good they were last year. But think about it. Like, wouldn't you rather play those teams at the beginning of the season when it's like you're shaking off that rust, getting into rhythm? A lot of teams don't know their identity until you get to like October, November, December anyway, rather than play them at the end of the season.
All right,
so I just think we're overstating. Like, yes, it looks like a tough stretch, but it might actually not be as daunting as it seems if, like, right, the Vikings get off to a slow start, or the Lions get off to a slow start, or the Packers get off to a slow start, or the Ravens get off to a slow start. You could steal some wins there. That's all I'm saying.
You're telling me Baltimore doesn't know their identity? Green Bay doesn't know their identity? Detroit doesn't know their identity? Minnesota, I mean, if those are all teams that know exactly who they are and are just pushing forward.
And
right,
I got news for you. The end of the schedule isn't a cakewalk either. So I'll fast forward to week 11, Baltimore.
Ravens started 0-2 last year. You think you want to talk about, like, do they know their identity?
I'll put $100 on the Ravens right now.
No, I'm not saying to bet the Browns. I'm not trying to sell you on, hey, bet the Browns to win 5 games out of the 6. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, like,
you sound like a crazy person. You sound like an absolute kook. Why don't you walk down to Huron Road and just start spouting this stuff out? Because this is what it sounds like to me.
You're like a snake oil salesman.
Yes.
All I'm saying is the beginning of the season is always this kind of feeling out process for a lot of teams. And the Ravens are an example of that from last year. Because instead of winning one game early, they might win two. The Ravens lost to the Raiders in week 2 last year. You don't think that team knew who they knew they were a Super Bowl contender. They still started 0-2. Like, my point is just that teams get off to slow starts. It sometimes takes teams a little bit to get going and figure out, like, exactly who they are and what they're doing. And so I think there's a chance that the Browns are more competitive in these games than what you're saying.
If we catch them on their worst day.
Yeah.
And we just got to do that 10 times.
What did you say about the Guardians at the start of the show? You play who's in front of you. We can't help that their schedule's softer at this time of year, but they're still going to beat up on these teams.
The Browns don't have a soft schedule, though.
But if the Browns get the Ravens on a day where the Browns beat the Ravens last year in the middle of the season when they'd had a bad day. So if the Ravens get off to a slow start again, who's to say they can't win, against the Ravens in week two?
Like that, are the Guardians a better team than the Orioles?
Yes.
Okay, the Orioles are going to win a game in this series. They play four games. They'll win one of them. That's okay.
I hope the Guardians sweep them.
We're talking about apples and oranges
We'll revisit this on Thursday. Or I guess on Friday because they play Thursday.
Yeah. The Orioles will get a game in here. That's how things happen. That's also why they play 162 games, right?
Well, yeah.
So I don't know that we can compare all that stuff. But I do know what did the Browns add this year that made their team such a big difference from last year's team? Other than subtracting,
rookie class.
I think their rookie class is the big answer to that question because
big playmaker on the rookie class?
Well,
right now?
I think you have a number of guys that you're expecting are going to make an immediate impact.
Who's the big
I think
playmaker
Mason
for
Graham.
The rookie
I think Carson Schwessinger. Quinshon was supposed to be that.
Do you truly think Carson Schwessinger is going to come in and turn things around for this defense?
I think the defense is going to be good.
We all know who they thought offensively would help this team out. You don't even know where he's going to be right now.
Yeah. I mean, I think Harold Fannin's going to have an immediate impact. How big is to be determined. But I don't know, man. All I'm saying is we hype up or talk about like, man, that schedule's going to be tough. But like without really knowing like year to year, like, yeah, we're basing off of last year. I get it. That's all we have. But some of these teams might not be as good as last year. Early portion of the season, you get teams that sometimes start slow. Maybe you steal a few. That's all I'm saying. It's not the most pie-in-the-sky scenario we've ever heard of because we've seen this happen in the NFL before. 216-474-0092. If you want to jump in with us, make sure you do so. You can also use the Rewind feature in the Odyssey app. Go back and hear anything you missed. We obviously talked to John Greco at the top of this past hour.
Who was very open and honest, especially when it came to his 40 time.
Yeah. I think what's awesome about people like John is you get like the player perspective on a lot of these things, which is why like we both had questions kind of in relation to that, just like how a quarterback situation gets sold to a locker room, that type of stuff. I thought that was good. But listen, I think the Browns' expectations at this point, based off of the Vegas totals and all those things, are low. I think you feel the same way, that this team is more talented than people are giving it credit for.
I do. I think there's a lot to watch for with this team besides the quarterbacks during training camp, but the upcoming season. I think that there's a lot of positive things to watch with this team. The problem is it always comes back to the quarterback.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And it has been the Achilles heel of this franchise for the better part of three, maybe four decades, going all the way back to Bernie Kosar. Yeah, okay, Vinny Testaverde helped him get to the playoffs in 1994 and whatnot, but it's been a problem. You know, Baker Mayfield, we got a little reprieve. You know, during COVID, they win 11 games. They go into Pittsburgh in front of family and friends night because no one was allowed to be in person for that, yeah. And they just slap the Steelers silly up and down the field all night long. Come within a couple of plays, legitimately in Kansas City.
Out of the end zone rule that I hate so much.
Or Rashard Higgins getting drilled in the crown of the helmet and no call was made there, but like, and that happened at the goal line.
What I'm talking about.
But they legitimately came within a couple of plays of the conference championship game. And then obviously Baker gets hurt and, you know, that leads to a transition at the position. You know, Joe Flacco, everyone's clinging to what happened in 2023, and can he resurrect that? You know, he played arguably the five best weeks of his NFL career, at least in the regular season. I say that realizing he's a, you know, former Super Bowl champion and Super Bowl MVP, but like that five game stretch that he had for the Browns, where like he became like the only Browns quarterback in history to throw for 300 yards and like four times in 5 weeks or some absurd stat like that, which, by the way, this happens in the NFL all the time, but because you're the Cleveland Browns and you can never find a quarterback, this is like record-breaking territory. That you know, it's groundbreaking for them. Like, you know, that's what you're clinging to, or you're hoping the reclamation project of Kenny Pickett.
So my what I wanted to get to with this, though, was like, I agree. We're on the same page. We think the Browns roster is more talented.
I really hate being on the same page with you, though. Well, that's no fun.
We might disagree on this next thing, though. So with the roster the way it is, I think this team is better than a lot of people are giving it credit for. I think it's easy when you have a 3-14 season last year to just write off the Browns and say they're going to suck again. They're the Browns, whatever. But we keep touting the beginning part of this season, and we use it in our conversation with the quarterbacks, like, you can't put a rookie out there for that stretch. We talk about it being the thing that could, like, make or break, essentially, how their season goes. If they, you know, somehow win three or four of those games, all of a sudden it's like, maybe the Browns are going to be better than we thought. If they only win two of those games, it's like, okay, the season's already sort of weighing in the balance when you get to, like, the middle of the season, week seven, week eight. I don't know, though, Darryl, that, like, I get it. Like, you're looking at a bunch of teams early on in the schedule. The Bengals, who were a fringe, just missed the playoffs last year, and they have Joe Burrow.
No, they're winning that game. The Browns are starting
1-0. Well, I agree, because they always beat the Bengals, generally. I know they didn't last year, but they do well against the Bengals. The Ravens, legitimate Super Bowl contenders. Packers, playoff team from last year. Lions, playoff team from last year. Vikings, playoff team from last year. Pittsburgh team in Pittsburgh that owns you. Those are the six games we're talking about, right? Those are the six games?
Yeah, so please please tell me where all the wins are coming from.
So listen, no. In theory, yes, that looks like a tough stretch of the schedule.
Because it is.
But here's the thing. What are we basing that off of? Like last year?
Yes.
We're basing it off of records from last year? Because year to year, What do we always say in the NFL? Like, year to year, these things can be so different. The Packers were a playoff team last year.
The Bengals, the Ravens, the Packers, the Lions, the Vikings, and Steelers. Well, not the Steelers, I'm sorry, but the Bengals, Ravens, Packers, Lions, and Vikings are all expected to be playoff teams this year.
Yeah, expected to be.
This is for you, Spencer. You've done it. You've become fully a Browns fan. Are you serious on right now going, what are you basing it off of, the past? That's all we have to make. We can sit there and go, what if, what if, what if? But this team and the organization has shown you who they are throughout the years. And I would love for them to be more like the 2023 Browns than every other year, or the 2014 Browns, who at least started the year winning and ended up losing.
It's not.
Or the 2020 Browns. But it's so bad that you can go rip off the five good seasons that they've had in 30 years. That's how bad it's been.
I get it. So it's not that I'm saying don't use last year's results as the reason to say this is a hard schedule. I get that that's all we have. That's all we have to go off of. But when I'm thinking about an NFL schedule, don't we always say at the beginning portion of the season too that, like, hey, teams are kind of feeling themselves out? How many years in a row have the Bengals started like 0-4 and then they always almost find their way back into the playoffs or into the playoffs? The year they made the Super Bowl, they started, I think, 0-4. Like, the beginning, the Ravens got off to a rough start last year. Weren't they like 0-3 or like 1-4 to start the season or something like that?
The Browns are going to win week one and then lose five straight.
But this is my point. Like, you talk about this being a tough stretch. Yes, in theory, it's going to be a tough stretch because of the teams that and how good they were last year. But think about it. Like, wouldn't you rather play those teams at the beginning of the season when it's like you're shaking off that rust, getting into rhythm? A lot of teams don't know their identity until you get to like October, November, December anyway, rather than play them at the end of the season.
All right.
So I just think we're overstating, like, yes, it looks like a tough stretch, but it might actually not be as daunting as it seems if, like, right, the Vikings get off to a slow start, or the Lions get off to a slow start, or the Packers get off to a slow start, or the Ravens get off to a slow start. You could steal some wins there. That's all I'm saying.
You're telling me Baltimore doesn't know their identity? Green Bay doesn't know their identity? Detroit doesn't know their identity? Minnesota, I mean, if those are all teams that know exactly who they are and are just pushing forward.
And
right,
I got news for you. The end of the schedule isn't a cakewalk either. So I'll fast forward to week 11, Baltimore.
Ravens started 0-2 last year. You think you want to talk about, like, do they know their identity?
I'll put $100 on the Ravens right now.
No, I'm not saying to bet the Browns. I'm not trying to sell you on, hey, bet the Browns to win five games out of the six. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, like,
sound like a crazy person.
The early portion of the schedule.
You're yelling about it. You sound like an absolute kook. Why don't you walk down to Huron Road and just start spouting this stuff out? Because this is what it sounds like to me.
You're like a snake oil salesman.
Yes.
All I'm saying is the beginning of the season is always this kind of feeling out process for a lot of teams. And the Ravens are an example of that from last year.
So instead of winning one game early, they might win two.
The Ravens lost to the Raiders in week two last year. You don't think that team knew who they knew they were a Super Bowl contender. They still started 0-2. Like, my point is just that teams get off to slow starts. It sometimes takes teams a little bit to get going and figure out, like, exactly who they are and what they're doing. And so I think there's a chance that the Browns are more competitive in these games than what we think.
Them on their worst day.
Yeah.
And we just got to do that.
What did you say about the Guardians at the start of the show? You play who's in front of you. We can't help that their schedule's softer at this time of year, but they're still going to beat
Browns
up on these teams.
The Browns don't have a soft schedule, though.
But if the Browns get the Ravens on a day where the Browns beat the Ravens last year in the middle of the season when they'd had a bad day. So if the Ravens get off to a slow start again, who's to say they can't win against the Ravens in week two?
Like that, are the Guardians a better team than the Orioles?
Yes.
Okay, the Orioles are going to win a game in this series. They play four games. They'll win one of them. That's okay.
I hope the Guardians sweep them.
We're talking about apples and oranges
We'll revisit this on Thursday. Or I guess on Friday because they play Thursday.
Yeah. The Orioles will get a game in here. That's how things happen. That's also why they play 162 games, right?
Well, yeah.
So I don't know that we can compare all that stuff. But I do know, what did the Browns add this year that made their team such a big difference from last year's team? Other than subtracting,
rookie class.
I think their rookie class is the big answer to that question because
big playmaker on the rookie class?
Well,
right now?
I think you have a number of guys that you're expecting are going
to
make an immediate impact.
Who's the big
playmaker
for the
Graham. I think Carson Swessinger. Quinshon was supposed to be that. I admit to take a step back.
You truly think Carson Swessinger is going to come in and turn things around for this defense?
If he's, I'm not saying like, well, I think the defense is going to be good.
We all know, we all know who they thought offensively would help this team out.
Yeah, it was going to be Quinshon.
You don't even know where he's going to be right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think Harold Fannin's going to have an immediate impact. How big is to be determined, but I don't know, man. All I'm saying is we hype up or talk about like, man, that schedule's going to be tough, but like without really knowing like year to year, like yeah, we're basing off of last year. I get it. That's all we have. But some of these teams might not be as good as last year. Early portion of the season, you get teams that sometimes start slow. Maybe you steal a few. That's all I'm saying. It's not the most pie in the sky scenario we've ever heard of because we've seen this happen in the NFL before.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.